two other guests in studio next to me. I mentioned him in the Cougar Insider Report, 45-inch vertical, product out of American Fork High School, caveman, representing, as he always does, ran a 10-6, 100 meter. What was that, Jeremy? You're in my ear. 10-6, 100 meter in high school. I wonder how fast he could run it right now. He just ran a 4.35 40 hand time down at Junior Day in Provo. Jonah Trinneman and his wonderful father that is allowing me to interview him. Can't wait to get your insight as well, James. James Trinneman. Guys, how are you doing?
Good. Thank you for having us.
Oh, yeah,
good,
James?
Ben. Good, Ben. Thanks for having us.
Hey, we're excited to have you. First off, I gotta correct myself. I thought that Jonah was a verbal commitment to BYU. This is not a verbal commitment. This is a BYU lean, right? I see you got your BYU shirt on, but this is more of a lean. You're still trying to figure out what the best situation is for you. You're a snow college Badger right now, going the JC route. I went JC route. Brian Logan went JC route. We're huge fans of JC guys on this show, by the way. We're always like giving the benefit of the doubt to the JC guy over that phenom coming in.
They don't know the struggle.
Hashtag.
They don't know the struggle, man.
The struggle. But clear that up for me. So you're still evaluating right now, Jonah, and you're gonna maybe take some trips, etc. So who's coming on strong right now? Who's been recruiting you?
Well, I've got offered by BYU, Utah, and Oregon State, but I'm hearing from like Arizona State, Oklahoma State, and like Hawaii, Colorado State, so a couple schools.
Norm Chow on that recruiting trail. All right. Mm-hmm. Hawaii would be nice.
Yeah, it would be a lot of fun.
You know, the beaches.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'd be okay with that. I'd be open up my recruitment for Hawaii.
Is that like your number one school?
Would that be your top three school?
Is that top three, Hawaii?
I don't know.
You don't have a top three yet?
Say what?
You don't have a top three yet?
I don't know.
That would be one for me. That would be the only reason why they would be in my top three.
Actually, it might be in James, his dad's top three, just so he can go visit. The question is, would he be able to get off work and head out there to all the games, right? But it's always a good excuse, right?
I'm sure we could make an excuse, like make time.
James, there's a couple of teammates that I play with, Jake Heaps and his family. Alani Fu and his family, they moved, picked up and moved to Utah just to support, you know, their kids. Would you do that if it was Hawaii? Pick up everything and move?
You know, I doubt we'd pick up and move. We might spend a lot of time there. We've got friends there. We could bunk up.
Nice. So. Nice.
How was it watching the Caveman last year have so much success? I mean, the Caveman program in American Fork, they look good like when you were playing there, but you guys were on the cusp of kind of breaking into that elite level in Utah high school football. How cool was it to watch that Caveman team get to the state championship last year?
It was awesome. I have a lot of great friends like Zach Otoa, you know, James Empey, Nate Heaps, some of the main players on the team. So it was really cool seeing my good friends, you know, do great things, you know, in the state of Utah, and, you know, great coaching like Coach Beam, Coach Lehman, you know, so. Just proud of them, you know.
Yeah, so you mentioned Katoa, Empey. Katoa's going to Oregon State, right?
Yeah.
Empey, he's going to Utah.
Yeah.
You know, how much do you, you know, as you're chatting with these guys, because I know you're always texting, you're always tweeting, you're always ribbing each other on social media, and everyone's kind of pulling players in a direction. I'm sure Empey's like, hey, dude, come on, you could just ball out up at Utah.
Yeah.
Zach's saying, hey, at Oregon State, we're going to do great things. We're going to win a national championship. You know, how do you kind of keep balanced, and do you feel like you're influenced by that?
Yeah, you know, I talked to Zach just recently about Oregon State, so, you know, he's kind of, you know, putting his two cents in. But, you know, I just listen to him and kind of, you know, just take everything and just kind of, you know, evaluate everything in all the schools I'm being recruited by. So, you know, it's pretty exciting, but, you know, can't really just base your, you know, decision off of what one person says. You know, just want to see for yourself and make sure you're making the right decision.
Yeah, I think the same goes for your current teammates, right? Down at Snow.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You have guys that BYU's targeting. Mm-hmm. Garrett Bowles was committed to BYU. He's since opened up his recruitment.
Yeah.
He's going to, and, you know, honestly, there are fans out there in any fan base that look at a young man and see that he's committed to a particular school, and then they retract it and say, hey, I want to open up my recruiting, and they're just up in arms. Like, you know what? Let the kid experience life. Let him experience a trip. This is the only time. I mean, there's not going to be many times where you're going to be wooed. Okay.
This happens once in your
life. It's very difficult for, right, number one, a man to be wooed. We're typically wooing women, right, in order to, like, hang out with us, go on dates, opening up the door, spending money on them. If you're allowed to – if you have an opportunity to get wooed and get taken out on a lovely lovely trip,
yeah,
you know what? Do it.
I
think that's what you guys have kind of come down to, that realization. It's like, hey, why commit right now when, you know, I still got another season to play?
Yeah.
Let's have some experience. Is that kind of where you guys are at right now?
Yeah, pretty much.
And how did you come to that conclusion? I mean, I know you guys have, you know, correlated as a family. James, can you comment on that?
We have talked about it. Jonah talks with his mom and dad quite regularly. I would say almost daily about it. But you know, it's a choice that will affect him not only for the next 4 years, but the rest of his life. This is a life decision. And, you know, you mentioned Garrett Bowles committing as soon as he got his offer to BYU. This is a kid who didn't have any offers coming out of high school. So when he goes to Snow College, he gets a first big-time offer, he's going to jump on it.
Oh, yeah.
You know, he's going to say, I need to take this while it's there. Well, then the kid's blown up. You know, he's got offers from the who's who of college football.
Yeah.
So, you know, I don't blame him for stepping back and saying, well, wait a minute, I've got some real valid options here that I need to evaluate. And like you said, enjoy the process, go take a few visits, meet some people, see parts of the country you've never been to before. You don't know if you're going to, living in Tuscaloosa is a lot different than living in, Provo, Utah.
Yep.
Completely different environment. So take the time, make the right choice for you, because it will impact you for the rest of your life. If you choose somewhere you're not going to be happy at, how's your performance on the field going to be? You're not going to perform on the field, which may affect your grades, and then which may affect your career down the road. So take your time, make sure you're making the right decision, and base it off of more than just football.
You don't know what you don't know until you know.
It's wisdom right there. Jonah, have you taken any other visits?
I haven't. I'm planning on taking one to Oregon State pretty soon, though. So that's pretty much all I have planned.
Well, I think that'll be an enjoyable experience because you got some friends up there, family. I mean, it's about, I think you bring up a good point, James. If you have distractions in life during your school and academic process that deviate you from your ultimate goal, right? You know, whatever that ultimate goal is. And I think for most young men, it's like, hey, I want to play at the highest level. I don't want to have any regrets, right? That whole Uncle Rico thing. You don't want to sit back and be like, if coach would have just put me in, and then you're looking at what you did in college and you were distracted, right?
I was just 3 inches taller.
Yeah, Jay, that's what Brian talks about, man. If I'm 3 inches taller, I'd be in the league,
right? I can't even see you guys right now. I'm like, oh, I'm short.
Go to Colorado. There's less gravity there. I'm like,
Brian brings up a phenomenal point. We'll talk about this off air. When he decided to kind of throw out all the distractions is when he finally excelled. And so as you evaluate, is that what you're looking at? And you're going to all these schools like, okay, where am I going to have the least amount of distractions so that I can develop as a player and also a student?
Yeah, pretty much. It's a lot, distractions, people, friends, everything. I just want to go somewhere where I can just focus on football and school and, do the best I can do to my ability. So.
How was the junior day? How enjoyable was that? I didn't know that JC guys could be invited to junior days, number one. Mm-hmm. So they bring you up. You're like, okay, cool. We're going to check this out. And then they're like, all right, we want you to go compete with these other guys. And you're like, really?
Yeah.
Was it kind of uncomfortable?
Yeah. I mean, I didn't do any like drills or anything. I just hurt my hamstring, but I just ran the 40 and did the cone shuffle. But it was kind of weird. Like a lot of the kids knew me from like high school playing AAF. It was just kind of weird. I kind of felt like out of place. But, I mean, it was fine.
Because you're a grown man.
Yeah.
I know. Look at this guy now.
16-year-old
with a 45-inch vertical. Right.
Yeah, you know, so. He says he's still only 18.
Oh.
Yeah.
So
okay. He's not. Yeah,
but he's been through a year of the struggle at JC, right?
Yeah,
it changes. Yeah.
It definitely is.
The refiner's fire.
Yeah. It definitely is a struggle. A lot of people don't know and understand what you go through. you know, and I'm assuming you guys, you played at American Fork, so you're around that area. Snow College is, what, 2 hours or so away?
An hour and a half, yeah.
So, I mean, I didn't have, I had the luxury of just being right down the street from my house, junior college. But, I mean, you're not only in a JC, but it's potential, or it's set up like college because you're away from family and friends that you grew up with. Talk a little bit about that and that change and some of the struggles that you go through at a JC life.
You know, it was when I first went down there, it was there's no one out there. It's just us and the football team in July, you know.
Mm.
So it's just kind of rough being out there, you know, missing my family, obviously, you know, missing high school. You know, I love AF, you know, it was a lot of fun, you know, missing that kind of high school atmosphere. Just going out there, just didn't really know what to expect. You know, just kind of even started playing, you know, started getting comfortable, started doing better as like the games went on. But yeah, it's a struggle, you know. Like, you know, like you gotta get your own gear, you know. It's just, you know, you're living in like, you know, the places we live at.
It's pretty sketchy.
Yeah.
Do you think that coming straight to a junior college has prepped you or maybe put you in a situation to be better, successful, or more equipped rather than coming straight out of high school to a D1?
Mm-hmm. I think in high school, I was lacking like confidence, you know, in my game. Didn't really, you know, I felt like I could be a good player, but you know, I just didn't know how to do it. But going to JC, you know, it's kind of like, you know, you gotta ball out. You're not gonna play. So I kind of like started to pick up on that and just doing my thing. And I think, you know, I got better as wide out. You know, got more like getting older, more mature. So I think JC was a pretty good thing for me growing up. And you know, I'm getting the offers that I want. You know, I wanted out of high school, so you know. That's pretty cool.
Do you have a dream school?
BYU has been a dream school since I was, you know, young. But, you know, I love University of Washington. We used to live out in Sammamish for a couple years. But, yeah, it's just between those two, really. Just
Those were the two dream schools growing up.
Yeah.
Mm. See, I love Lavelle Edwards Stadium and having those mountains and that Y. It's freaking gorgeous on ESPN high definition. But you know what? When I went out to that BYU Washington game and seeing the bay, and luckily it was a sunny day. It was an incredible experience. Luckily BYU was able to knock off Jake Locker because he decided to celebrate, and we blocked that extra point. Yeah. But still, I can understand that.
They're ranked number one and number two for college venues, right?
Well, I don't know about
I think so.
I don't know. Rose Bowl might have something to say about that. The Big House.
I'm sorry.
Might have
background,
something to say.
Like background and scenery.
Yeah, scenery. Yeah, perhaps. Definitely.
Yeah, scenery. I'm sorry. Nope. Mm-mm. If we could rewind that, if you can cut that off,
it's all good. Your pastor might have told you that.
Yeah, I think my pastor told me that.
James Trineman, Jonah Trineman, by my side. You're listening to Cougar Sports on ESPN 960. Talk to me about this next season. So everyone does the JC process differently. Some come out after a year, they qualify, they're ready to go, they're done with JC, boom. Some play those 2 years, they get their associate's degree, and then they go off to whatever school that they of their choosing. Others I've seen go for a year and then take off a year. They'll do school and get everything in order, and then then go to the school of their choice. What's the process right now for you guys? What are you guys looking at, James?
In all of our discussions, we've talked about just doing 2 years straight through, getting that associate's degree, and then moving on. He's taking some online courses now to try and, you know, build up some additional credits so that we can. Hopefully, we don't know if we'll be able to do it, but hopefully graduate a little bit early and be able to enroll at, you know, wherever he wants to go to school.
For spring.
Yeah, for spring. That's the goal. It's a little iffy right now whether that will happen, but I think we'll be able to at least maybe go summer if he chooses to go that route. At least he can get somewhere and start hanging out with team members, working out with them, you know, without coaches, but at least working out with the team.
Is that ideally kind of what you'd like to do, Jonah, play one more year, graduate a semester early, and go to your respective school of choice?
Yeah, that's the plan, you know, just play another year, just get bigger, stronger, just more experience on my belt, and, you know, just finish up school, up snow.
How's the hammy feeling?
Feels good, yeah. I was working out at Dave Stroshine's ASAP training, so it felt good.
Oh, that's – see? Okay, it makes sense now. 45-inch.
It's all Strode's work.
Dave is amazing. I worked out with Dave for maybe like 2 months after my pro day getting ready for the CFL, and oh, my gosh. Yeah. I mean, I was doing things I never thought I could in my body and all that stuff, so he's amazing. It makes sense. He didn't tell me that. I wouldn't even question.
I got to keep you in the dark, man. If you ain't gonna do your homework, then I'm not gonna do it for you.
I wouldn't even question. Come on, you know I'll do homework. You know my wife did my homework for me.
I was gonna say I did Brandon Bradley's homework all the time, man, when I was at BYU.
I didn't do my homework.
Brandon would be like, "Hey, did you do that assignment?" I'm like, "Yeah, Brandon, I did your assignment for you." No, I'm playing. I'd help him along though with some of the answers. In a group process, right? I gotta help my band of brothers.
It was a group assignment.
Okay. Look, you know, one thing that I think makes BYU unique, this is a BYU show, is the people that you surround yourself with in the locker room. I went the JC route. Brian went the JC route. Honestly, and Snow's a little bit different, but I could probably trust maybe 5-6 guys on each one of those teams that I wanted to have in my home, have relationships afterwards, you know, with and like go do business with. When I was at BYU, I could honestly say, and I still have great relationships with these band brothers, probably at least 60 to 70% of them. You know, there's a group of guys probably I didn't, you know, have a great relationship with, but they were still good guys. I just, you know, as far as like just unadulterated trust, man, I love these guys. And I think that's what makes BYU unique. Have you been able to experience that a little bit when you've taken your visits and talked to some of the maybe future teammates at BYU?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you know, up there, I went up there a couple times this past like month. You know, I talked to Trey Dye lately at the junior day. Sorry. He just, you know, they all roll around with each other. You know, they're always doing stuff with each other. So, you know, it's pretty cool how you can just, you know. That happens there, but I mean at JC, you know, it happens too. But it's, you know, that's there's still those guys that, you know, will steal your socks out of the dryer and take your favorite pair of compression.
Who stole my? I got my cocoa butter gets stolen all the time, man. Everyone steals my cocoa butter, man. I had to address that with Ray Hudson. You know, Ray Hudson. I'm like, Ray, you stop stealing my cocoa butter, man. It's 99 cents at the 99 cent store. Saint Helena cocoa butter, man. You can get that at the store. Stop being so lazy. Stop stealing.
Get it anywhere. Jonah, when you look at the upcoming schedules for BYU, pretty exciting schedules for us as fans to see that. And I always wanted to know from a recruiting standpoint if Coach Mendenhall was in my living room showing me that schedule. Compared to an Oregon State where I can still be in a P5, you know, setting, obviously a P5 conference, playing some pretty big schools and some big venues like UCLA, SC, Oregon. But is there something that separates that schedule, BYU schedule, from a Pac-12 schedule when you consider Oregon or playing, you know, Michigan, then playing Nebraska and playing, you know, a couple different P5 schools in one season?
Looking at their upcoming schedule, it's like a lot of like different schools. So like, you know, like you have those Pac-12 teams, the speed kind of guys, you know, Big 10, you know, bigger guys, Big 12, you know, like SEC schools. So, you know, it's a lot of different schools, great schools, big schools. It's all of it, you know, it's all the great teams and all the kind of teams you want to be playing, you know, to prove, you know, see who's really like the best team out there, you know. So
is it more valuable for you as a recruit to want to play in a P5 conference, or does it matter as long as you're playing a P5 schedule?
You know, you have, if you want to be the best, you have to like beat the best, you know, play the best team. So I would be fine with whatever schedule we had, but I'm pretty excited at the upcoming schedule. You know, it's big schools. You know, it really makes you have to go out there and play every week and, you know, prove yourself. So.
And then what about ESPN? I mean, to be on ESPN every week, almost every week.
Yeah.
Some games are in the national spotlight when it's Thursday, Friday. What does that do for you as a recruit? You know, knowing that back home everybody's going to see you play, or friends, family, wherever the case is, that you'll be able to showcase your talents to the nation.
Yeah, I think it's pretty cool, you know, be on TV. Who, like, you know, it's a dream, you know, play on TV, you know, play the, do the thing you love. Yeah, so, you know, maybe your parents can't make the game. They can watch on ESPN, you know. Maybe that there's the only game on ESPN that week, you know. So everybody in the nation's watching you play. So you got to come out and play every week, you know, because the whole nation's watching you.
How's your relationship right now with Guy Holliday? He's a dynamic individual. We might even have a segment of having just Guy Holliday quotes, inspirational quotes from Guy Holliday. But tell me how that relationship is with Guy.
Yeah, I love Coach Holliday. He's a great guy, great coach. We've been talking a lot, you know, since the offers came in. But yeah, I really like him as a guy, you know. He's a great guy, you know, great coach. Been talking to other players about him as a coach. You know, everybody says he's a great coach. Everybody loves him. So, yeah, it's really going really well, and I'm excited for the future.
Yeah, that's one of the things we've talked about as a family as well, is who will he be playing for? Mm-hmm. Who's going to be his position coach he's going to be working with every day, and what influence is that person going to have on him, both personally and on the football field? Is he a guy that's going to be able to get him to the next level if that's his dream?
Yeah.
And I think we all agree that Guy is that dude. Mm-hmm. You know, he's got the capability to build world-class receivers. And as a person, I think he's one of the best.
I agree. And you know what? He has a unique background. I mean, and not LDS. You know, right. Minority and pro. I don't care what you say. I mean, it's a culture shock. I mean, you grew up in American Fork, but still, you know, BYU is a different animal when it comes to the rest of the student body. So you need someone that is a great mentor, someone that can develop you on and off the field. And, you know, Guy Holliday has proven that he can do that. I don't know. Have you guys talked to Jordan Leslie at all? He's got a unique background. He's playing with the Vikings right now.
I was going to say, he's killing it at OTAs right now.
I would reach out to Guy Holliday and say, hey, you know what? I would like to get Jordan Leslie's perspective on that. If you can get as many perspectives as possible about BYU experience, because he was at UTEP, you know, was an elite receiver there, came to BYU, had some injury issues early on, but then just killed it at Pro Day. I've been thoroughly impressed with Jordan. Trinneman family, James Trinneman, as well as Jonah Trinneman, on with us here, Cougar Sports, ESPN 960. One last question for you, Jonah. What do you have planned for this summer? Are you going to enjoy yourself, or are you just going to work, work, work? What's the schedule like? Are you going to go on some vacay? What's going on?
It's a lot of working out and online school, so staying busy, you know, doing what I need to help me on the field and in the classroom. So it's pretty much what the summer consists of.
Get that work done. Academics, got to get it done. It's hard, man, looking in that computer screen. Brian doesn't like, you know, writing papers either.
Nope.
That's why he had
just get married, man.
Yeah, just get married.
Yeah. Get married, dude.
Just get married. He's 18.
Just get married.
He's 18, man.
So, everybody at BYU.
Hey, man.
Right?
You stay away. You stay away from the Daughters of Zion for a moment, all right? You be okay.
That's the age when people get married at BYU.
That's true.
There you have it, guys. Appreciate you joining us. Good luck with everything.